NBC spent $775 million for the rights to the games and will provide more than 1,500 hours of coverage, most of it on the events themselves. But it also sent reporters to cover Russia's many political subplots. The country was a controversial choice for the Olympics because, well, pick a reason. A retrograde anti-gay law, President Vladimir Putin's growing authoritarian grip, and recent terrorist attacks with the explicit threat of more. NBC's chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel is among the reporters deployed to cover the political backdrop to the Olympics.
There's the security concern, there are human rights concerns, there is the question of why is it being held in Sochi at all? It's on the Black Sea. For the Games, they had to build an entire city in the mountains outside of Sochi. So there's going to be a tremendous amount.
Bob Costas on the sports side has said that if an act of terrorism were to occur or some sort of political unrest during the games, we won't be seeing his face. We'll be seeing the NBC news team, including you.
He's correct. And that was the same situation when I was in China, for example. We wouldn't have our boxing analyst in Beijing commenting on a breaking news situation.
Is the network prepared to put your face in the midst of the 1,500 hours of sports coverage that it's bought and paid for from the International Olympic Committee?
If it's a major news event, yeah, of course we're going to go into news coverage mode. I would be shocked if it happened any other way.
I don't ask these questions for no reason. I alluded to the $775 million that NBC has paid the IOC for rights, and the IOC wishes that it were just all speed skating and ski jumping and ice dancing all the time. But it has always been impossible to separate politics from the games. It's always, at a minimum, the backdrop, no?
Every Olympics has a political dimension to it. It's going to be an opportunity for us to put some Russia stories on, exploring not just the games, but all of the regional impacts. But I wouldn't expect NBC Sports or the IOC to necessarily see that as a priority.
It is now a crime in Russia to almost discuss the issue of gay rights because it's deemed propaganda, which is now against the law. Should there be, for example, protests? Should an athlete make some sort of pro-gay rights gesture, a rainbow flag or some such? How can you cover that without explicitly breaking the law of the host country?
We may have a legal issue on our hands. The same way when I'm in Egypt and there's people protesting and the police come and start breaking heads, it's also illegal to report that. Almost every country where I report has laws that say you can't do things that harm national security. You can't film activity that will disrupt the moral order of society. Unfortunately for the host governments, that is part and parcel of what we do. And frankly, with the technology that is available to everyone, if someone rolls a rainbow flag at an event, people are going to post it online. And I'm not sure how Russia would be able to contain something like that. And if there is a violent incident, we're also going to have to distinguish the normal ongoing conflict that they've had in Russia going back to the collapse of the Soviet Union from a distinct terrorist attack targeting the Olympics that puts athletes or anybody like that at risk.
So you have to take care not to overplay one of those episodes, which are sadly commonplace, just because you happen to be in Russia covering the games.
Exactly. I've already been here for a couple of weeks to meet with the security officials, to meet with some of the locals, to meet with academics, to get a sense of the rhythm of violence. What is the normal baseline here?
Whether we're talking about China or even the 1936 Berlin Games, Hitler's big platform for his Nazi state, inevitably, when the press covers the sporting event, it is being an enabler of propaganda. And I wonder to what extent the sports division, for its part, and then NBC News, has to take care not to enable Putin's big show for the world.
First of all, I think it's probably more akin to China than certainly Nazi Germany. I mean, I think Putin has his faults, but this isn't Hitler. But I see what you're saying. We are focusing on Russia. If the Russians win events, then the Russians will be getting good publicity. I'm going to be here talking about the rest of the country, the good, the bad, and the ugly. If anything, it's an opportunity for our viewers to learn something about Russia, to spend 2 months That's a great opportunity. I'm going to do more stories on Russia than I've done in years.
All right, Richard. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Richard Engel is NBC's chief foreign correspondent.